Here's a thought I'll title, Ready at a Moment's Notice. And this is not the first time I've heard this story. I don't think I've talked about it, and I'm remiss at not having done so, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard from photographers that an exhibition opportunity landed in their lap out of nowhere because the gallery had something else scheduled and it fell through. Either the artist couldn't produce it, or for whatever reason, they've got a hole in their calendar now, and they're scrambling to fill it. Well, I heard another story like that just the other day, where a photographer who was known by the gallery owner received a call asking if by any chance he would like to have sort of an emergency exhibition, if you will, because she'd had another artist drop out, and so she needed to fill the space. Unfortunately, this photographer had an exhibition more or less ready to go. And like I say, I've heard this story time and time again. I think it's a fantastic idea for all of us to have a couple of exhibitions ready to go, essentially on a moment's notice. If a gallery gives you a call or some other exhibition space gives you a call and says, gee, we're looking for something, do you have anything? Wouldn't it be a good strategy to say, yeah, I've got a couple of things that are ready to hang. All you have to do is tell me which one you want. And by ready to hang, I mean probably a dozen, two dozen, three dozen images maybe, printed to the best of your abilities, matted, possibly even framed. Or if not framed, at least in standard sizes. So if you had to frame something in a matter of a couple of days, you probably could. With off-the-shelf frames. I've also heard ever so many stories of photographers who had received such an invitation and who didn't have an exhibition ready, and they thought, well, you know, I'd have to go back into my archives and see if I've got enough images to put together an exhibition, and then have to print them, and then have to mat them and order the mat board and blah, blah, blah. And the bottom line is they end up passing on the opportunity that was right before them. In essence, what I'm suggesting is that instead of being offered a show months down the road where you've got time to prepare for it, there will also be opportunities for you to show work that's available to be seen, but those opportunities will only come to fruition if you have the exhibition essentially ready to go. I learned this lesson, fortunately, fairly early in my art career. I was given an opportunity to have a show of the early Made of Steel work that eventually led to the book. I put together the images, matted them, framed them, had the exhibition. There were about 60 or 70 images, something like that, in the exhibition, and only one or two sold. And then after that, when the exhibition came down and I brought it home, another one or two sold. So I still have 60 or whatever framed images ready to go. I've had three opportunities where people have called me up and said, we have an exhibition space and we're looking for something. If you can provide us with something quickly, with a short turnaround time, we've got room to show your work. And so I've ended up with exhibitions that I didn't plan for, but I was able to take advantage of because I had the work already done, matted, framed, and ready to go. I would propose that if you don't want to do the matting and framing, it's still a pretty good strategy to just put together an exhibition of 20, 30, 40 images that are roughly the same size, processed the same way with the same kind of paper, so it looks like it's a unified show. And even if you don't mat them, if they're just stored in light impression boxes but ready to go, then when that opportunity arises, boom, you can be there. You're left with the relatively easy tasks of matting and framing compared to finding the images, photographing the images, printing the images, doing all the processing, etc. Having an exhibition ready to go at a moment's notice is a great strategy. And not only that, making that commitment to yourself means that you're probably going to prepare and finish a body of work so that you do have something to show. Even if it never gets exhibited, the process of going through and preparing the show will teach you a lot about putting together a body of work and assembling an imaginary show. It might even give you incentive to start soliciting exhibition space because you know you've got the project ready to go.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.